It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed Seafood Shed.
And Fabulous Seafood Shed, Yes.
So I take everybody made it through the week with us being gone last week. And
y'all were gone? Is that right? Is that right, Philip? Y'all were gone?
Yeah.
Hey, we had a show on.
Yeah. Of course, you know, that's ended up not going out of town. My wife ended up being sick, so we didn't take
any
of that. Yeah, she's doing fine. Just didn't
Having to live with you is probably a sickness any damn way.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Like women living with me is what, they stay sick all the time.
Really. Just didn't need to take that around the baby. So,
that's so true.
Good,
that's so true. Yeah. Got to protect those grandbabies.
So we're going this weekend, but it's
okay.
But I'll be back for next Monday. So
okay.
We're good.
All right.
Yeah, but I hope everybody made it through the weather yesterday. It wasn't too terrible bad, but it got a little nasty there for a little while.
We have any water damages on any cars at the dealership or not?
Not really. We've seen not from this storm, but we've got several Lightning vehicles there. And one of the big problem is an OnStar module. We've got three of them sitting there right now. One that's been there a while. And two more that we put off starting on that we've got the okay to fix, but we can't get the module for the OnStar.
Say what?
And it's got to be in the car to work. Yeah, so it's so we pretty well just they may end up having to total those vehicles out just for the simple fact that we don't know when we're going to be able to supply the OnStar module.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now you got to have an OnStar module in it for the car to work.
Well. There's probably a way you could bypass it, and I know I could make it work.
But what you're saying, though, is right now, though, it's tied into the ECM or something, or the control modules?
Well, it's tied in through the communication system in the vehicle, and by communication, I don't mean the phone system. I'm talking about the inner communication between the modules in the system. So if you leave that module out, you can't just unplug it and it continue to communicate through the vehicle because it has to go through all those vehicles. Even the customers are even like, well, I don't care about my OnStar. Just leave it there and let it be dead. Well, the problem is
back
it won't
in the
go
day,
through
we
it.
Could just bypass that crap and get it over with,
Yeah, and like I said, I could bypass it, bypass communication lines, but, of course, it's still going to set codes in other modules because it's looking for that module.
Oh, yeah, then you go, you get a check engine light and all that?
You could probably get away without having a check engine light, but the problem is that if anybody's reading codes, they're going to start saying, it's got codes in there for lack of communication with the OnStar module. Well, then you go looking, and it's not there. And the whole point of insurance is to put your car back in pre-damaged condition.
Totally, right. Well, then you're not fulfilling their contract.
Right. I can't put it back the way it was before, so if I can't do that, guess what? Yeah.
That being said, would you think or would you say that the OnStar modules in each vehicle may be different than the OnStar modules in another year?
Well, now these are vehicles that are somewhere around 2009 to 2012.
Think they would interchange?
Well, the problem is no. They don't, but you can't take one out of a vehicle from a wrecking yard and put in it.
So
because
they're not reprogrammable.
Well, I can program it, but the problem is there's difference in phone numbers, there's difference in station ID numbers.
Lord,
and,
okay,
you know, you get into a whole different world when you're talking about.
Okay. It's got its own brain. It's got its own directions, and it's got its own identification areas that we have to consider. And I think God and mine don't have that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the insurance companies wanted us to put all used modules in. It was like, nope, ain't going there.
Yeah.
So, if you want somebody to do that, you can take it somewhere else. We're not going there.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not fulfilling the insurance contract either.
Well, you know, if it's used,
kind of quality is
right.
LKQ.
Yeah.
Is a big thing now with insurance companies. I know they were really getting into it when I got out of the daily portion of the business.
Well, I mean, it had a used one in it when it got struck by lightning. So if you put the same thing back in it, it's basically the same thing. But I'm not chasing problems with used modules.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
And because that's on me at that point, you know, and I'm going to spend a lot of time chasing issues and not knowing whether those used modules.
Lot of people forget that you guys work by the hour.
Yeah.
And you are only allocated so many hours to do a job.
Yeah, it's not
eighths of an hour and what have you.
They don't let you go in and clock in on the car and tell them how much you spend
right,
on it when you get done. They tell you basically what they're going to pay you, and then you got to go do it in that time period.
Yeah, because if you was clocking in on it, there might be some coffee breaks or whatever in there. I mean, smoke breaks or whatever.
Right.
For the guys that smoke.
And to the insurance company's credit, I don't know that I'd want to work a bunch of guys on the clock like that.
No, I pass on that too.
Yeah, they will take their time, on that kind of stuff.
No, but you know what? It's funny, though, that you could give a guy could go to a facility and work a 40-hour shift and produce 60, 70 hours of work or labor.
Right, right.
But then, on the other hand, that tells you how smart he is and how ingenious he is on finding shortcuts to do the four-hour job that they gave him before – to do the job, and he did it in 2 hours or an hour and three quarters or whatever, because I guess he's got all his shortcuts figured in when he goes to it.
Well, and a lot of it is sheer repetition, because most of the time you get you do the same job on one type of vehicle quite regular, so you know how to get to component A,
Right.
The shortest time, you know what tools you need, you know how to get there, you know how to get it out and how to put it back in and get it going again. Well, if it's the first time you do it, you're not going to beat the time.
Right. Oh, no.
But
sometimes you're going to run over.
Yeah.
A lot of guys in the training area or training phase of those job capacities, they're given 30 hours worth of work, and it might take them 55 to get it done.
Yeah. And believe me, the manufacturers will also, they'll put a time out there. And of course, one of my pet peeves is when you look up, just say replace alternator.
Okay.
And it'll have ST out there by it, which means stamp time. Which means you clocked in on the ticket, and when you get done, you clock out, and it needs to be a reasonable amount of time, but they'll pay you what that time is. And they'll take an average of everybody's time, probably cut it in half, and then that's what they pay you on warranty to do it. I'm joking there, but kind of.
Yeah.
they will take those times instead of the way they've always done it, where they're supposed to do it. Where
I was at a I guess you could call it ambulance insurance program this afternoon for a little while, and there's a company out now that you can buy insurance from for any time that you let's say you have to go to the hospital, you have an emergency, and you got to call 911, you get an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a company out now that not now, but they've been out since 1974. They've been in business 47 years, I think I heard the man say. And where I'm going with that is, we got 1 minute? I'll try to wrap. Is that, let's say the ambulance gives you a bill for $900. Well, then they send it in, and if you're going to your insurance company or Medicare, then they go, okay, $900. Well, they normally only going to pay 80% of that anyway, normal. But what they'll do is they have perimeters and figures already figured that if you are at such and such hospital and you're in area code 36608, or that there's a figure that's already been determined that's what they're going to pay for that.
Right.
So that rather than look at even, they don't even look at the $900 figure anymore. They're looking at that figure from 3008 to that particular hospital, and that figure is $600.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $900.
All right.
So they only pay 80% of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so there you go. But it's kind of like the deal that you guys are running into by receiving these, you know, deals from insurance companies.
Right.
You know, if it's warranty work, then the dealer's work.
Yeah.
On how many hours that they're going to pay.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if I agree with all that, but, you know, that's unfortunately. How do you fight it? You know,
well, that's the area. That's
the
area.
I'll show you. I'm not going to go to the hospital.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, sit there and die.
Well, you know what?
They don't care.
They're not going to ask. They're not going to ask you if you want to go to the hospital.
Right.
And they're not going to ask you if you want to go in an ambulance or if you want to go in a damn helicopter. And where the ambulance is going to cost you $700 or $800, that helicopter is going to cost you $12,000.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
There you
go. All right. Well, it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
He's been gnawing everything in the cab of this truck, barking and screaming. I think he's turned into a stalk of bananas. Come back. What's your 20? About 16 miles this side of Mississippi.
Whoa, hold it.
I just passed another Kojak with a Kodak. This place is crawling with bears. Where the hell are you? Come back.
I'm still trying to get rid of that Texas County Mountie. I don't know what the hell he wants.
You know what he wants. I mean, how would you like to be the dude that handcuffs a legend?
Listen, give me 5 minutes. We're going to put some moves on that mother. I'll meet you at Old Miss.
Well, you better hurry, or we can just kiss that money goodbye. You understand that?
I'll read you loud and clear. 10-4.
You got the one snowman. I'm eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down. Load it up and truck it. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound. Just watch old Bandit run.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
He's bound it down.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Rample along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. And speaking of callers, we do have a caller online. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Tom. How you doing, guys?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, man, we just bitching and moaning. I guess you're next.
Perfect timing, as always.
All right.
Yep.
Let me punch bag.
Just give me a call.
Yeah, man. Okay. All right. Couple of things. Yeah, we'll start with Ed's. You've got some additional new roofs over the outside area, and I understand that you're going to start getting some music over there.
Oh, the full deck is covered now. You know, the deck is beautiful. We got a great view, but you know, it gets a little sunny, gets a little drizzly sometimes. So the whole deck is covered. The whole lower deck is beautiful, gang. And yes, we got the Bushwhackers on fire. We got music lined up for the season. It's going to be a good time, baby.
Man. Undang believable. And then, you know, all that going on, then I hear some rumbles about some beignets that are going to be available or a mix or something. How about enlighten us about that?
Well, I sling an awful lot of beignets over the years, man. I've just wore myself out. And, you know, even with the mess loads, I've cooked those things all over the world. So we just launched a mix. So we have our world-famous beignet mix. So you can make them at home. You can pick them up at any of the restaurants. You can go online, chefpaninipete.com, and click the link and order one. We'll send it right to your house. And there's a video. There's a QR code on the bag. And there's a video on ChefPaniniPete.com where I'll show you how to make them. Cooking at one of my buddy's house with his wife, and we go through the whole batch on how to make them world-famous beignets, baby.
Man, that's cool. That is so cool.
It's Hip hip beignets.
Yep, and that's your recipe, right?
Yes, sir. That's the official Panini Pete beignet. This isn't none of them imposters.
Official Panini Pete. Yes, coming to you live downtown Mobile, Alabama.
That's right. That's right, baby. That's right.
Oh, hell. All right. I wish I had something to drink. I think I'd be feeling pretty good tonight.
You sound like you in on fire, man. You're looking pretty good for a 65-year-old.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll tell you, when I go back around one more time and hit the second 65, I'm going to be hell. I went through that first one and flying.
Outstanding.
All right. Another thing. I kept seeing all these pictures of you and that fabulous lady that puts up with all of your garbage. And
man,
you
no
guys
doubt, huh?
Yeah, you guys, oh, she's awesome. I don't know how, I guess she had blinders on when she met you, whatever. But anyway.
Yeah, I know some of you guys out there know what I'm talking about. When you find one just young enough and naive enough that 20 years later you're going, man, I knew I did the right thing, and she's going, what in the cornbread hell did I do?
Did I have too many drinks that night?
Guys out there.
But anyway, tell us about the being in Hawaii and all of the things that you saw over there was fabulous. But I'm really interested in a particular area that you got involved in, and that was the Pearl Harbor deal.
Oh, brother, let me tell you what. So I got called up by the Food Network to go out and film a show with Guy. And, of course, in Hawaii in a Food Network show, that's a no-brainer.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But the good thing was it turned out during spring break, so I said, all right, Jody, we're going to go spend 9 days in Hawaii. And I got to work a couple days, but that'll be okay. She said, hell, I don't care if you have to work the whole time. I'll be okay.
I'll be at the beach. Go ahead and do what you want.
She would not have a problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You know, sound like you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, that's probably a lot of guys would have flown over there taking care of her for you.
But hey, easy now there, Gigolo.
Well, watch it there, Gigolo. Oh, she's precious. She's a precious lady.
Seen Tom in action. You need to see poetry in motion.
Oh well.
By Ed once in a while, but woo, you got to watch him. Yeah, he don't just work on cars. He works on a lot of stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
But we had a blast. We went over there and cooked. Guy was filming Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He was filming his Triple D Nation, where they revisit some places, and then he was filming a summer vacation special with him and his son and his nephew. So part of that, he brought out the Mess Lords, and we did a Taco Tuesday out at Pearl Harbor and got to cook for the sailors out there, and it was fabulous. We hadn't been offshore in a while, so
yeah.
It was a good time, buddy. And I'll tell you, it was really cool. Jody and I went out to the memorial the day after filming. We went out to the Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very moving trip. Pretty crazy. But the tender boat that took us out, there were three sailors on there, and I'll be danged if one of them wasn't from Mobile. They pull up. He said, hey, Panini Pete. I go, what? How do you know? He says, oh, I love Squid Ink. I eat at your restaurant. I'm from Mobile.
Oh, is that awesome? Is that awesome?
You got to be kidding me. It was, what the heck was his name? Connor Aker, I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
And
one of the other tender sailors was stationed in Pensacola for about 4 years, so he had some Panini Pete.
There you go. Stuff. Yeah, cool. But that is so cool. But now,
speaking of Taco Tuesday, you know, Nick, my business partner, you know, him and his family and his kids and his dad and the whole DeMario clan, they just opened up a little Peace, Love, and Taco down at Gulf Shores. And you guys got to go check that out.
I understand that is awesome. Yes. What's it?
Delicious.
What do they call it? Peace and Love?
Peace, Love, and Taco. You know Nick's a wannabe hippie.
Oh, yeah. He just missed it by a few years. That's all. His daddy can tell him all about it, though.
Oh, you got to go down there and wax poetic, and you guys can swap patchouli or something.
Ooh, I've had the occasion to sit with him and over a couple of those adult beverages there at Ed's on the back porch, and so we had a blast.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But that's cool. Now, where is this at Gulf Shores? Is it Gulf Shores or Orange Beach?
It's Gulf Shores. You go straight down 59, and I forget what this plaza is called. It's over on the left. There's a Swigert Art Studio there. There's a It's right across from, like, Rouse's grocery store. You go over the bridge as you're going into Gulf Shores. When you hit Rouse's and the Burger King, go left. It's right a little. It's like the square or the yard square or something like that.
Okay.
And it backs right up to the Walmart parking lot. He's got a big outdoor patio, sand pit. I think he's going to do some music out there, too. And he's got just a real simple little menu. It's a little taco stand, you know?
That's
cool. It's a nice, fun little project.
That is so cool. But you guys have had such a great response from your facilities in the Mobile and Fairhope area. It's I would readily realize that the taco place would go over big too.
Oh yeah, I mean it's you know, obviously even though it's just a little fun side thing he's doing, you know, the philosophy is the same. We're going to take care of guests. We're going to serve great consistent food. We're going to give great hospitality and what we do, baby.
All right. Well, are you at liberty to talk about the new opening or grand opening of the Edge or not?
You know, I don't know. You know, we've been talking about doing a relaunch, kind of a grand opening, and I think we're going to have a little shindig and a party. We were going to rip down some of the ramps on the front, but that's not going to happen until probably wintertime now.
Okay.
It's just too crazy, too busy right now.
Right, okay.
But we're going to come with something together once we get this music going. We get through spring break here, and we'll keep you abreast.
Okay, yeah, because we're gonna have a big Veterans Flag Raising Day over there here in the next week or so, and swap out some flags for you.
Yeah, we got a brand new flag, and you know we're waiting on your support and your help to make it official.
Okay,
well. And appreciate that, and appreciate the Marine Corps League coming out and helping us with that. You know, we like to fly Old Glory high over there. She takes a beating on that causeway, though. We got to swap it out once or twice.
Well, you know, people wouldn't realize that is how much damage that excessive wind that we have on the causeway.
Oh my God! I mean,
it'll tear up a flag,
cardboard,
man.
It stays stiff.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, brother, man. Well, we appreciate you being on tonight. You guys do an outstanding job over at the Fantabulous Ed's.
Yes, I have derailed the car show for long enough. Let's get the car back on the road.
Yeah, we got to find some gas and grease around here, man. Come on.
It's all right. We stay off track most of the time.
There's people out there with real problems, man. Come on now.
Yeah, baby. All you want to do is talk about them beignets and that grease that you're flying them in.
You better believe it, baby.
We want the grease that goes in the motor.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
thanks,
Pete.
Kevin. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. We appreciate your sponsorship as well. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like it's time for us to take a break. We're going to let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
The mechanic raised up from under my hood, and he shook his head and said, "This ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk one size too small. Those spark plug wires are a little too long, and you may..."
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play.
Welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But, you know, Tom, we got summer coming up. It's it almost feels like it now.
It's here.
You know, it's pretty well here.
It's been experimenting lately.
Our AC work is risen substantially.
Ooh, yeah, I bet it has.
But you know, it's of course, you know, hey, we're in Mobile, Alabama. People use those things all year round anyway. But you know, it's that time of year. It's time to get your cars checked out. People are traveling. You know, the service department has been extremely busy. I've been there 6 years, and this is as busy as we've been in that 6 year period. So, you know, it's things are kicking off. We're rolling. I don't have an empty hole for someone to work in right now. So it's we're doing everything we can do to keep things going.
Another area that we need to consider there, and I know all of our listeners out there are seeing it and feeling it, is that. The fluctuation now in our gas prices, you know, from all indications, and it's just has always been about the same every summer,
right?
Is that we see an influx of higher prices on gas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you stay somewhere reasonably close to the coast here, you're going to still be around the 248 to 265 or something like that, okay?
Yeah, well, we're 270, 75 right now, which I expect it to be probably –
okay.
I bet it's $3 a gallon this summer.
Well, that's I'm hearing $3.50.
Yeah.
Well, where I was going with that is, I think it would be beneficial for our people with the cars and all to get them in the shops now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's check these vehicles and make sure that they're running at their optimum performance.
Right.
Because you don't want to get a slug out there that's not running properly and your gas mileage drops.
Yep.
Let's say you're getting 25 and it's dropping down to 20 or 21 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you're fixing that to pay maybe a dollar more per gallon for gas.
Right.
It would be beneficial to go on and get it in the shop for one thing, proper maintenance. Number two, it lengthens the life of the vehicle if you properly maintain it.
Yep.
And you don't run it when it's having those problems, because if it's doing that, next thing you know, you're going to have a problem out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that, check engine light's going to come on, catalytic converter's going to act up.
Right.
Because you're running it too rich, so it's going to mess up your converter, or you're running it too lean because it's not getting enough fuel or whatever.
Right.
It's getting too much air. So I think it would be beneficial at this time for people to get in there and get these units checked out and get that maintenance done before they even consider getting out on the road.
Well, absolutely.
And for goodness sakes, check the tires and the age of the tires.
Check the tires, check the age of the tires and the physical condition of the tires. And I'm not just talking about wear. I'm talking about the condition of the rubber, whether it's dry riding or not.
Yeah.
You don't want to get out there and get broke down. But with the chip shortage, and I know we get on this fairly regular, but the new car inventories are just not there right now.
Right.
So, it's to your benefit to keep your car running. As long as you can.
Well, let me throw this in while you're talking about it. We're talking about the inventory shortage of the new vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And by that occurring, we also are running low on used vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of that being said, it presents us with another problem, and that is with the rental cars.
Yep.
Okay? We're out on the road, and rental cars are just, they're scarce. I mean, you just about got to book one.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three days in advance, or maybe even a week, because they're having trouble getting their inventory and getting it back up because they can't get the cars either.
I was actually reading something the other day where I think it was actually in Hawaii, where if you wanted a car, it could be $300-$500 a day for a rental car.
Say what?
And
what?
They weren't because they weren't available.
Oh,
because when the pandemic hit, Everybody quit traveling. Everybody quit renting cars. Well, so the rental companies sold off a lot of their fleet and didn't order new stuff.
Yeah. But they don't pay cash for those things up front,
Right.
They buy them on a rental lease plan, just like we buy lease plans.
Right. But they sold off a lot of their fleet, so they didn't have a whole lot. Well, now that, the demand has come back for people wanting rental cars.
Sure,
they're not there because they can't get them because they're in the same boat everybody else is and can't get new vehicles. I actually heard people were going and renting U-Haul trucks, and you get it $39-$49 a day.
And
they'd be vacationing in a U-Haul. Yes. you got to think, stop, and,
go rent you one of them little U-Hauls, baby.
Yeah, get you one of the little ones, something.
Get you some air mattresses and throw it in the back.
Well, you can even rent pickup trucks and that, but, get you small unit and go.
But here we go, Kev. Mm-hmm. If we get out on the highway and we don't have a properly maintained vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and we blow a tire or blow a couple of tires out there, then we've got to buy $150-$200 tire, and then that's going to slam your credit card. And let's see if you got two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, if we'd have done it before we left and checked our tires. Now, look, the tires might look perfect, and they could be 5 years old.
Yep.
But if they're 5 years old, that's the life of a tire now.
Yeah.
Because the UV rays are causing us to lose dry rot these tires.
Yep.
And the sidewalls and everything,
Well, and one of the things you also need to do is if you're pulling a trailer, either a travel trailer, a car trailer, a boat trailer, whatever, those tires take more of a beating
right.
than so especially true. Boat tires
so
because
true.
They get in
right.
and out of salt water and water.
See a lot of them on the side of the road here lately.
Even one of our part of our racing group raced Friday night in Pensacola, come home, was going to race Saturday in Mobile. And had some problems with the car, but had pieces gathered together to fix that. Got out there, noticed he had a low tire on his trailer. The trailer's only 2 years old. And had one separate and was just about to come to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so didn't have a trailer to go racing that night. You know, didn't notice it until late. And all the
yep.
tire stores in his area closed. And he just, yeah, oh, well, sorry. We can't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we can't run. Yeah.
But, you know, and this is a two-year-old trailer. So they take a beat and you need to inspect them.
Right,
inspect
right.
them regular.
Well, you've got a trailer that weighs probably, you know, 800 pounds to 1,000 pounds or so. And then you're going to put, you know, 2,800, 3,000-pound vehicle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you still only have four tires, you know.
Right. I mean, I'm going out to Texas, and we'll be bringing a boat back. And this is a boat that had new tires put on it 2 years ago when it left Mobile going to Texas. And it's going to have two new tires on it before it leaves Texas coming back this way. Even
I
though they've been in storage,
right.
I'm not going to change a tire on the side of the road. If
no,
I don't have to.
No, I'm not either.
So,
I'm not either.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Just not worth the effort, you know. It's
well, the bad thing about it is out there this day and time, some idiot be done run over you out there if you're down on the side of the highway.
Well, you know, you don't get to pick when it blows out.
Right.
You know,
all right.
I've been there with a race car trailer.
And some of those bridges you cross going to Texas where you're going, I don't want to be stopped on.
Well, there's that big one over the swamp out there that's a pretty long bridge, and I don't want to be on the side of it. You know.
What is that one in Louisiana?
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
even say that word.
The Henderson Swamp Bridge.
Oh, is that what they call it?
That one's the Henderson Swamp Bridge.
Okay.
It's a, that's a, I don't want to be broke down in the middle of
oh, hell
having
no.
to change a
no.
tire. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be broke down
not those
anywhere.
Guys are going
not
back.
At this day
yeah.
and time because, you know, it's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember back in the 50s when I was in the Corps, I hitchhiked back and forth to the base, man, from here to Mobile to North Carolina.
Right.
And, you know, and I could, you could drive it in 14 hours. I could hitchhike it in 16.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I was coming home.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, but then, you know, once I got here, I had to get my butt back to the base. So, you know?
Right.
So I would try to get me 22 hours or something just in case, you know?
Right. Right.
But then normally I could do that. But hey, not in hell. You don't pick up anybody on the side of the road.
No.
And then, you know, and I don't want to be broke down on the side of the road and see, you know, some Yahoo coming down through there.
Right.
Besides, he might want my car or you know, what something I have or see what I have to see if he wants it or not.
Right, right. You never know who's
you know?
Stopping to help.
Right, you know.
And are they really stopping to help or are they just stopping to help themselves? Yeah.
Don't you know? You know, and, well, you know, I'm going to have some protection. I'm going to have something mm-hmm. that goes pow, pow, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to have to use it.
And, well, the problem is they may, too.
Well,
so,
they might have one go, brr,
yeah.
brr. You know? So,
yeah,
I got to go pow-pow first.
Right, right.
But you don't want to, you don't like to do that, you know, but, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
if you're in danger, then, you know, I'd rather be, you know, judged by 12 than carried by 6. So
right.
bring it on.
Yep. I tell you, but anyway, getting back to, you know, shortages on vehicles. You know, it just makes it that much more important to keep up your vehicle and keep the maintenance up. You know, get your oil changed. It's cheap insurance. I know they all cars have an oil life monitor system on them, but don't pay attention to that. Change your oil at least every 5,000 miles,
it's
if
minimum,
not every 3,000.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, it's cheap insurance, and you can't hurt one by changing oil too often.
Well, and if you're going on vacation, you fix it and go drive it for a couple of 1,500, 2,000 miles. And even if you changed it, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, change the oil.
Yeah.
And, you know, get on out there on the road. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
it's
at
cheap.
Least give someone an opportunity to look under the hood, top off
right.
wash fluid, and, you know, they've looked at some stuff.
Check the tension in the serpentine
sure
belts. Yeah, check for the tension on the belts and look at the hoses and squeeze the hoses, make sure they're mm-hmm. not too soft and they're still pliable. And as you say, look for oil leaks and whatever.
Yep. You know,
and water leaks.
And water leaks. You know, there's there's so many things to look at on a vehicle now, and luckily that the computers will monitor a lot of that stuff for you and give you a warning, which is why it's important to keep your check engine light off.
But
don't let it be burning 24/7, and you don't know when something else happens.
Right. Yeah. And if you just continue to let that light stay on for any period of time, it's going to cause you to have other problems.
Right. Something is causing it to burn.
Right.
And it's not right then, but something else is going to go wrong eventually, and you won't know it.
Sure.
You know, unless it just absolutely leaves you on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I was talking about insurance a while ago, and what we're talking about is if you get that car checked, and especially here before you get out on the road and do one of these long trips, then it's insurance that have done. If you do it, you take it to a dealer or somebody that's competent to do the work, then you've done all you can do, and if something happens, it just happens.
Right.
But you could have probably prevented a lot.
Right.
By doing it.
Yeah, it's I've never been actually broke down, and I better not say this because I'm going to Texas next week or later this week.
Yeah.
Broke down on the side of the road because of a mechanical failure on a vehicle, because I've tried to maintain mine, before I take off, and notice something way before it leaves you stranded, and that's what it's all about, is you got to watch what you're driving and get it checked out and maintain it, and it should be okay. But looks like it's time for us to take a break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Let's see. We do have a couple texts here I need to get to before we get to the end of the show today. Let's see. This is James. Do y'all still have the 2018 Chevy with low miles on it? Well, I don't know. But I don't really have time to keep up with the inventory that closely. They've got a bunch of nice trucks in that over there.
Who could still call?
Our used car inventory is actually way better than our new car inventory right now. Just give our used car department a call, or you can actually go online, and they've got some very nice ladies that will get back with you. They'll be glad to take care of you. So he also said that had a flat tire on the Dolly Parton Bridge, and it was scary laying on the ground trying to get the tire out from under the SUV. I think everybody should have a battery impact wrench with them, which is a very good idea. We do that with our car trailer just in case we have to. We've got everything to be able to do it quickly on the side of the road, because the least amount of time you want to you spend there, the better off you are. So you definitely don't want to have to be there long, for sure. But it looks like we do have a caller online. Caller, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what can we do for you?
I've got a 2004 Chevy Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has the 5.3 Vortex engine in it.
Sounds right.
And when I go to start it, it will turn over, but it won't crank. And then I'll go to do it a second time, and it fires right up.
Yeah.
But it does that all the time.
Huh.
And I'll just... curious if you guys know what I can do about that.
Well, more than likely you're probably looking at a fuel pump issue that is bleeding back into the tank. Now if you just continue to crank it on the first try and just spin, it'll never crank.
Is there a relay? I think it stops on its own after a while if I turn that key. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but yeah. and it will, you know. A lot of times
it will not crank. As long as I'm holding it, it will not crank. And then,
yeah,
you know, the second time it seems to fire right up.
Yeah.
But sometimes, it's rare, but I'll go to crank it that second time and it won't. Third time it won't. Fourth time it'll fire up, but it feels like it's flooded.
Right.
It will go.
Right, right. You know, and it's hard to say, you know, I would have to check fuel pressure, you know, and see if it's coming up like it should as soon as you hit the key. Or, you know, it could be something as simple as a purge solenoid that's letting fumes get back into the motor after you shut it off and it's actually flooding it out. But the first thing I would have to check for is make sure the fuel pump is up and running like it should when you first try and crank it. Which would really mean to, you know, to put a fuel pressure manual fuel pressure gauge on it and check it right there at the fuel rail, see what you got. But if I had to guess, I'm going to say it's either going to be fuel pump or maybe a fuel pump control module going south on you. So
might be about time after this amount of years.
Yeah, yeah, sounds
still a good vehicle for me.
Those have really been very good vehicles. They've been about as trouble free as anything GM's put out in quite a long time. So, but
I appreciate your help.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We do have another text message here. One of our listeners called, you know, sent a message in. Changed them O2 sensors. They're just like spark plugs, in my opinion. Don't wait for them to cost you a diagnostic fee and gas mileage. Yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with changing them as a maintenance item. One thing I do recommend, if you do change them, use original equipment sensors, because it doesn't take much for them to be off to give you a problem. I've seen, quite a few aftermarket ones be just off just a little bit.
Okay.
But
question about that.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of the listeners, how does that O2 sensor work? What kind, how does it work on the one hand, and how much electricity and amps or whatever there, how does that work?
Well, you know, the show's not long enough for all that.
Oh, well, just highlight it a little bit.
Basically, we're talking about a voltage reading from
right, that's where
zero volt to 1 volt.
Right, okay.
Okay, and it's a varying voltage back and forth in that general area. The reference voltage is, you know, 0.45, 450 millivolts. So right at half a volt. So you're dealing with extremely low voltage and a little bit off will make a huge difference.
That's where a lot of the aftermarket units get in trouble.
Right.
Because they're maybe have used some more economical components mm-hmm. or pieces in it, and the variance of that voltage and that amperage
right.
can be off just enough to cause you a problem.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get you to bring up.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that they will it doesn't take much to be a problem. So
right.
I've got one right now that the O2 sensors aren't working right on, and, you know, customers' concern is, well, it's running rough and it wants to die and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, you look at it, and it's got fuel mixture codes and downstream O2 codes, but the upstream sensors are what the problem is. So you got to make those work right before the downstream ones work. So, you know, it's just a matter of you got to make sure you're giving correct information to the computer in the car
right.
so it can adjust properly. But, you know, it's hard to keep up with all this stuff on these things. You know, the sensors have to pull in fresh air, and they compare that to all internally. They're comparing it to what's going through the exhaust stream and all that. It's a very complicated little piece for a small sensor.
It is.
And
it could get you in trouble real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I got another message here. My tires came with this vehicle I bought in January of 2015. Tires have been wearing properly, but is it time, or can I go until the end of the year for new tires? You are already to the 5-year mark.
Passed it.
You're actually 6 years, a little past six.
Right.
But, you know, if they're not dry rotted and you inspect them closely and they're not showing any signs of dry rot,
mm-hmm.
you could probably make it to the end of the year. But you're at the end of the life
right.
of the vehicle, the tires. Yeah.
The dry rot factor has to do also with where is the vehicle parked at, you know, during the tape time.
Right.
Is it out in the sun? Is it in a garage? Is it mm-hmm. under a shed that blocks the UV rays? UV
right.
rays is what's killing the tires. It keeps the darn rubber curing.
Right, right. Well, you know, one thing about rubber is it starts curing the moment it's mixed.
Right.
And it never stops.
It never stops. You know, it's like concrete, really.
Yeah, it's continually curing.
Yep.
So
fiberglass, all of the above, when you got chemicals.
You got chemicals doing that, and then they keep working.
Right. Sure
they set up, and you think they're done, but they're not quite done.
Nope.
So you got to be careful. Got to watch them. You know, those tires will dry rot on you and give you problems. You know, now I've seen tires that have been kept indoors and stay in the garage, stay inside most of the time, stay out of the sun.
Right.
I've seen them go 10 plus years
sure.
without any real
yep.
issues.
Well,
I don't know if I'd
yeah.
want to go put them on the highway long no. distance, long, high speeds, but, you know, they get
are
you around.
Are a lot of weight.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, it sounds like, we're coming up towards the end of our show. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show, and, I will be back next week. And, after my little trip to Houston, see my
there
grandbaby.
There you go. There you go. And to all of our great veterans and first responders, we'd like to thank all of you for everything that you've done and appreciate your service. Hoorah!
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been.